Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Sometimes I feel like I'm interviewing you, but it's just like you love it. So please forgive me, but one of the things, like, believe it or not, there's a big debate going on within, like, the Michigan State fan base. Some say, forget it. Don't go to a bowl game. Turn it down. Others are like, you absolutely go to a bowl game, even if you're 5-7. Is there a right choice to that? Like, is it a no-brainer? Because I'm thinking, as a fan, you're angry, but as a coach and as a team, man, you get those extra practices and extra reps. You can't go wrong, right?
No, you can't go wrong. And I get it as a fan base that you may not get excited about your team having an opportunity to go to a bowl game, and it's probably not necessarily the quote-unquote best bowl game or where you would like to go. But the reality is, for a team to get those extra practices is huge. For a team now to have recruits be able to come and take official visits or in regular unofficial visits, and the team is still practicing is huge. For some of those young players who may not have played as much, that first, you know, those first 5 days of practice.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
A lot of the young people are getting opportunities to practice and getting valuable time that maybe they weren't able to get during the season because you're trying to rest some of the older guys who may have some nicks and bruises. So
during the bowl practice, is it just the senior? I mean, the seniors kind of just sit to the side and coach up the young guys?
No, I think it's a situation where if you've been getting a lot of reps and you've been banged up during the year, you know, they may give you a few days off and you let some of the younger guys, you know, go in there and get some valuable, you know, practice time during that time. So I think it's just, you know, it's hard to get your backups ready, you know, during the season, or not so much your number twos, but your number twos getting more practice, but even some of your threes and some younger guys that may be further down the depth chart, allow them to get some work in during bowl practice. And it's a great experience. That way you can rest some of your older guys, like I said, who may have a few nicks and bruises from the season.
Okay.